The Lord be with you. Reading from Holy Gospel according to John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour the disciple took her into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday, September 14th, the Church celebrated the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. You might even say a mini Good Friday. It is very appropriate because we meditate upon the Passion of Christ, obviously in Lent, most specifically Holy Week, and still most specifically Good Friday. However, that does not exclude the fact that we should not meditate upon the Passion of Christ during the course of the year. But right now we're in the very heart of ordinary time, in the very middle of September. It's good to call to mind, once again, the Passion and Death of Christ, which we contemplated yesterday, and today we celebrate Our Lady of Sorrows, who suffered with Christ. So I'd like to do, in the few minutes I have at my disposal here, I'd like to go briefly through the sorrows of Mary, and they're called the Seven Sorrows of Mary. So I'd like to go through each one of those maybe for about a minute and a half. Then invite all of you to try to spend some time today meditating upon the suffering of Christ, but especially Mary's suffering with Christ, Mary's compassion. And the word compassion is a compound Latin word which means cum passio, to suffer with. Okay, the first sorrow of Mary took place when Jesus was 40 days old. Jesus was brought to the temple in the arms of Mary and Saint Joseph. And when Jesus was in the arms of Mary, the prophet Simeon said this, "Behold, this child will be a sign of contradiction." Then looking at Mary, he said, "And a sword of sorrow will pass through your heart." If you go to the Greek, it wasn't just a little dagger, but a big crescent sword will go through your heart. So that's the first sorrow, when Jesus was only 40 days old. Second sorrow, after the Magi decide to return to another route, King Herod, jealous, envious, insecure, decides he's going to try to eliminate all the male children there in the Bethlehem area. So Joseph has a dream in which he hears from the angel, "Get up and take the child and flee into Egypt." Can you imagine the sorrow of Mary thinking that the prophecy of Simeon was going to become a reality in that moment? That the soldiers of Herod would catch up to Mary and Joseph to take the child and to slaughter the child. What an intense suffering Mary must have gone through in possibly thinking that that was the moment in which her son was going to be annihilated. Incredible suffering. And Mary willingly suffered all of this for love of Christ, but also for the love of you and for me. The third sorrow, Jesus is 12 years old, and the Holy Family heads to Jerusalem for the Feast of the Passover. And upon returning, women would travel in one caravan, and then men would be traveling in another caravan. So after a day's journey, when Mary meets Joseph and Joseph meets Mary, both of them, imagine the scene, they say, "Where's Jesus? Where's Jesus?" And they don't know where he is. And they're searching for him the whole day, then the following day, then the third day. 3 long days in which Jesus was lost. I imagine that there are mothers here that maybe lost your little child in a store or in the mall or in a baseball park or somewhere. Maybe you lost your son for 5 minutes and it seemed to be an eternity. Well, try to imagine 3 days. Obviously, Mary would not have slept 1 minute in those 3 days. And she and St. Joseph, they were looking and looking and searching for Jesus. And finally, they find him. And they say, Mary says, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you in sorrow." And he says, "Did you not know that it had to be about my father's business?" And they didn't understand that. Here you have Mary, the mother of God, very intelligent woman, knew the prophecies of the Old Testament, but she did not understand this. So there's another sorrow of Mary that we should meditate upon. And this sorrow, I think, is very much related to parents who have their children that have walked away from their faith. They've walked away for some reason. This mystery invites us to pray to Mary that these children will return to the faith one day, God willing. Okay, so those are the first 3 sorrows of Mary, which are actually present in the joyful mysteries. Somewhat ironic, huh? So in the midst of the joyful mysteries, there's actually a thorn of sorrow in those joyful mysteries. The next 4 are related to the Passion of Christ. So the 4th would actually be the 4th station. Remember that. The 4th sorrow is the 4th station. And that is, and you can maybe even see it there if you look at the stained glass windows, is that Mary meets Jesus on the way to Calvary. What do you think went on in the heart of Mary? Immense sorrow. Mary knew that in a few minutes he was going to make it to the top of Calvary. She knew that, and she knew that he was going to be crucified. You know, I think that that could kill other mothers. You know what a heartbreak is? Probably kill a lot of mothers. Obviously, mothers love their children. And Mary loved Jesus more than you love your children. Of course. So we see in Mary a real strength, a real fortitude, real courage. So that's the 4th. Then the 5th is, Mary was there when Jesus was crucified. She saw the soldiers extend his hands and pound the nail into his hand. And then the other nail pounded into his hand. And then into his feet. Call to mind the film of Gibson. And then in the film of Gibson, the cross is turned upside down, and really what touches me is you see the blood dripping from the wounds of Christ. And who gave Jesus his humanity? Mary. Mary did not give Jesus his divinity because Jesus is God. But Mary was the one that gave Jesus his humanity. And that means Mary gave Jesus his blood. So the blood that was trickling forth from the hands of Jesus, the feet of Jesus, was the blood that was given to him by the Blessed Mother. Then as he hangs on the cross, you heard the words of the gospel. Woman, behold thy son. Son, behold thy mother. In that moment, the beloved disciple took Mary into his home. But there are two more. The sixth would be, if you like, an artistic depiction, would be the Pietà of Michelangelo. Have any of you ever seen the Pietà of Michelangelo? We have the body of Jesus in the arms of Mary. And obviously that's white marble, but that's really not the way it was. The body of Jesus was just an open wound. And Mary embracing Jesus, obviously her whole cloak would have been filled with blood. And you see the film of Gibson where Mary's trying to wipe the blood of Christ off with Mary Magdalene. This is a very, very difficult topic to contemplate upon. But if it's done well, you people can have enough courage to do it, because it's very difficult for me to preach on this, and even more so to meditate upon it. You're really going to grow to love Mary more. And if you love Mary more, you're going to love Jesus more. So have enough courage today to spend at least a few minutes in contemplating the sorrows of Mary. And the seventh sorrow of Mary would be this, is that the body of Jesus is taken from Mary's arms. Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, they ask for the body of Jesus, and the body of Jesus is taken and buried. And Mary sees them rolling the huge stone which was covering the tomb where Jesus was buried. There must have been a lot of suffering, because the body of Jesus was being separated from Mary, and Mary suffered so much as a result of that. So it's very important that we spend some time contemplating the suffering of Jesus and the suffering of Mary. Now, what is one fruit that you're going to receive if you do this well? Many. But especially you will become more compassionate toward others. And compassionate means you will have the ability to suffer with others. It's hard. It's easier to celebrate fiestas and birthday parties with people, but to go through the anguish, the suffering of others, that demands a deep spiritual life. So let's pray as we honor the sorrows of Mary, that our hearts will become more tender, more loving, more kind, more compassionate. Ask God to console us through the heart of Mary, but let's pray for the grace to be able to console other people in their sorrows. Amen.